busy overthinking this. The numbers are messing with poor Tim's head. It's group therapy.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Ben and Kelly, I've wandered into a situation that has me a bit confused.
Mm.
So I need the wisdom of your listener hive. Ha ha.
Listener hive.
Our hive.
All right.
Of listeners.
Hey, I enjoy that. Thank
okay.
you. All right.
Long story short, I've met someone. She's funny, kind, sharp. Mm. There's a spark between us that keeps catching me off guard.
Oh.
Every time she smiles at me, my stomach does that ridiculous fluttery somersault thing.
Got it.
There's one little snag.
Uh-huh.
I'm 29, she's 20.
Okay.
I'm turning 30 in a couple of weeks, which means soon I'll technically be a full decade older.
Mm.
Not a huge dramatic age gap, but enough for my brain to whisper, is this weird? Are you weird? Is everyone going to think you're weird?
Mm.
I also know I can overthink a sandwich order, so there's a decent chance that that's what I'm doing here. So what do you think? Am I blowing this out of proportion, or is this age gap something I should actually worry about? I'd love to hear what your listeners have to say.
Man, that's interesting, because at first I'm just like, YOLO, you know, if
well,
she's...
Well, some people can be old souls.
Yeah. And typically, I feel like females... gravitate toward, yes, more mature, and gravitates towards like a partner who's a little bit older than them.
Right. Yeah. It's really individual.
It really is.
Yeah. You really can't.
It's going to be tough to make a general age gap. What's the largest age gap you have? By the way, you can always send us a voice note if it's easier for you to do that via the text line 502-795-1997. Quick, easy way for you to get your voice heard. But yeah, like what's your big age gap, and have you made it work, or did you get burned because of the age gap?
I think that could be too.
I think that's the story that we probably need to hear for Tim.
Well, yeah. And again, I think it all has to do with what phase of life you're in, because I know typically you do change a lot in your 20s. As you go through that, you're figuring, and she's just starting that, probably trying to, she may still be in school, you know, don't really know if she has a career yet, if she's trying to figure that out. That would be the only thing I would think could throw a wrench in the whole thing.
All right. So let us know what your situation is, how you dealt with that.
If you've walked that path, let us know how you navigated it.
Yeah,
did it work out?
502-795-1997 is our number. We'll take some of your stories on the way. Tim is 29. She's 20. It's 99.7 DJX. He overthinks sandwich orders.
So he's just wondering if this is going to be a big deal, or can this work?
Is this, a thing? Alexis, who sent us a voice note.
It's not me, but it's my parents. They are 12 years apart and just celebrated 21 years. And let me tell you, they're going strong. So it's definitely doable, but they were in the same stage of life at the time. So it's definitely something to consider.
Okay.
The same stage of life. I think
that's a very big
key point a lot of people are making. Now, got another text. It's about mindset. My husband and I have 18 years between us. He's 3 months younger than my mom.
That might be weird.
Okay.
We did get a text from Natalie who said, I feel like 10 years is a little too much. She said, I'm 35 and tried putting the age slider on those dating apps to 10 years. So I went on a date with a guy that was 45, and it just felt like I was sitting around with my dad.
Oh.
The guy was nice and everything, but I could not do a second date due to that wide of an age gap. Now, on the other end of the spectrum, I couldn't deal with a 25-year-old. My brother is 25, and half the time I want to punch him in the throat.
Okay, so yeah, again, it's going to be an individual thing. Another text depends on her
That's
personality.
Too much money.
Does she act like a 20-year-old college girl and he's ready to settle down as a 30-year-old? They need to match each other's energy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, who cares what everybody else thinks, but it's going to be like, where do both of your goals lie right now at your stages of life?
Hey, Katie.
I seem to gravitate towards people that are 20 years older than me. So,
wow.
Not a big deal.
How does that work out for you?
Well, I'm getting ready to turn 40, and I'm with somebody who's 59. So,
all right.
It's always worked for me. I've got an 11-year-old daughter with somebody that's 20 years older than me. It's always worked for me.
So you just have more things in common with people that are that age?
And people have told me that I'm a more mature person for my age, or even, you know, 15 years ago when I was dating people that were older than me. And I think maybe if she's in that realm of being more mature, then she's probably looking for a guy that is that much older.
Yeah, could be.
All right. Well, cool. Katie, thank you.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
So Jessica is saying on text, I know a guy who is in their late 20s and dating a woman who's 20. I think at first, as long as everyone is legal, then I say whatever makes you happy. The one thing that might be an issue, though, is when one person's under 21, if they want to go to a bar or anywhere that's 21 and up with friends, that can pose a problem, create a little bit of an awkward situation. But obviously, that's going to pass in a year or less. If things work for them and their maturity levels align, I don't see a problem with it.
Now, Janie, you've got experience with a 10-year age gap, right?
Yes, we met when I was 30 and he was 40.
Oh, okay.
And the running joke with the kids was, why didn't you go to your prom with him? And my comment was, I was making my first communion.
Why didn't you go to prom with him? Well, I was in a different stage of life.
Yeah. But see, here's the thing, though. You were 30 and she's 20. He's 29. Does that make a difference where I feel like, I know I did, changed a lot in your 20s, and you're still kind of growing.
You have the same haircut that
I'm not talking about my look! I am talking about emotional
You
growth,
have had the same haircut
I'm not talking about
for
my look.
30 years, Kelly!
If it ain't broke, don't fix it. I'm not talking about my look!
Sorry, I didn't. We didn't mean to fight.
Sorry,
in
Mommy
front
and
of
Dad
you.
Were fighting.
I agree with you, but if she's mature enough to be in that relationship, you go for it, girl.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Thank you. Thank you so much for the call. We appreciate you.
Yes.
I appreciate you.
Tammy says, in college, my friend who was 20 was dating a 32-year-old. It was very weird at the time. He was a great guy. She was a great girl. They're still happily married and have two boys in college. Age doesn't matter.
Mm.
That's good.
Okay.
And that was a 32-year-old second marriage, by the way.
All right. I mean, hey, look, who are we to say no, shut it down?
Well, Trina.
Trina, who's been ridden hard and put away wet. You can always rely on Trina and the text to roll
she
in with something.
39 and 29, 35 and 25, wouldn't be so weird. 29 and 20, weird. She can't even go have a drink with you. She's probably still in school. While men mature slower than women, scientific fact, y'all are still in two completely different places in life. As someone who has dated a 33-year-old man when I was 19 or 20 years old, leave her alone.
Oh, yeah.
See, okay. Trina's coming from experience. Okay.
She's coming from experience.
We appreciate Trina's experience.
Now, and then this is from a parent who says, my daughter is dating someone 15 years older than her.
Okay.
It was a little awkward for us at first, but we've all gotten over it because we have never seen her happier.
Okay, good.
So, again,
that ultimately is what matters.
Yeah. All right.
So, again, it's a very individual thing. It's going to matter on her and her mentality, her emotional growth, all the things, what she wants out of life. She's an old soul and she's kind of more aligned in where she's at in her life, even though her age isn't quite there, then go for it.
All right. Well, hey, good luck.
You both are
Tim.
Happy.
Tim, get the Reuben. That's what I always go with.
Oh, you're helping him out with the sandwich order, too. It's full service.
Get the Reuben. I enjoy a good Reuben. All right, there you are. That is group therapy.